This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Healthcare Assassination. Truth is stranger than fiction, but sometimes reality copies fantasy. I couldn't help thinking about this while reading the news of the assassination of a healthcare executive. Unbelievably, Brian Thompson, the 50-year-old CEO of United Healthcare, the giant U.S.-based health insurer, was gunned down and killed. This didn't happen in a Wild West setting, but in the middle of Manhattan, in front of the Midtown Hilton Hotel in New York City, the mega business and cultural capital of the United States. The manhunt continues, and I have to believe it's just a matter of time before they find the killer. There are loads of cameras in downtown New York City. They have pictures of the alleged killer. They know he stayed at a nearby hostel. They know he stopped at Starbucks on his way to the Hilton. They know how he escaped down an alley and was seen on a bike going through Central Park after the killing. They seem to know what kind of backpack he had. And not a gimme cheap bag, but a Peak that cost $330. They know he had a silencer, like we see in TV mob killings. But it also isn't cheap to buy them and involves not only money, but lots of information and a special license. The authorities haven't released his name, but you have the feeling they know it by now, since they seem to know everything about the guy except the name of his dentist and high school gym teacher. This is a tragedy for his family and for the basic civility of American society. Full stop. That's the facts without amendment or modification. At the same time, the killer seems to have brought a bit of Bonnie and Clyde to this, almost as if this is a protest. Bullet casings were scratched with the words deny and delay. Was this done by a disgruntled client of United Healthcare? Was this someone dying who also had a death wish? United Healthcare is no paragon of corporate virtue. The company has faced a barrage of complaints from patients, doctors, and lawmakers for its denial of medical claims as one of the nation's largest health insurers covering more than 50 million people. For example, Thompson was being sued by the Firefighters Union in Hollywood, Florida, for not disclosing that the company was under DOJ investigation, which wiped out $25 billion in value for the company, including their pension funds, even while he'd cashed out $15 million before that story broke. There was no love lost for Thompson or United Healthcare on social media. As the Times noted, there was dark commentary after the death, highlighting the anger and frustration over the state of healthcare in America, where those with private insurance often find themselves in a Kafkaesque tangle while seeking reimbursement for medical treatment and are often denied. I'm not saying all these folks wanted him dead, but their hatred of the country has them dancing on his grave. Even if this was not a misdirected and bizarre protest, its message is being heard widely in the healthcare industry and likely beyond in our unequal land with the rich and ridiculously well-paid. Another big health insurer, Anthem Blue Cross, immediately withdrew a policy change it had initiated in several states, including New York, of only reimbursing anesthesia care for a certain time period rather than the duration of a procedure. Will this change the healthcare industry? Maybe for a hot minute, but for the most part, I doubt it. The biggest impact may be a lot more hard-fisted top-dollar executives might be demanding personal security, which will be a boon for that industry, even as the rest of us continue to bemoan how much insurance costs and how little it begrudgingly covers, even as we feel sympathy and offer condolences to this CEO's family. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.